How are things?
Well, they're getting better. My house is in line, but better, more than that, I got 50 vacant house leads this week.
Nice.
Got 30 of them one day. So I'm putting them together, and I have a couple people that are going to do the research, and I've been trying to figure out, I don't know if I have to, need to talk to you, or maybe I'm coming to Denver Wednesday. I'll be there Thursday, Friday, and next Monday. I'd like to come out and see you guys. But on the software, what I wanted to do, I see where you can invite somebody and give them permissions for certain things. What I wanted to do was separate the leads, and I've heard people talking about it, but I can't seem to do it the way I want to do it, so that they can just get to those leads, nothing else.
So all you'll do is you'll have a main campaign that's coming in from your bird dogs, and then you can set up as many campaigns as you want. So if you have two people doing the skip tracing, you can set them each up their own campaign. And then what you'll do is you can go into your bird dogs campaign where they come from and then move them into your skip tracers campaign. And so that way, and Hal, I can show you, it might be easiest if we just do a little screen share or something like that. I can show you how to do it. It's real simple. You just have to, show you on the first time, but that way. So let's say you have skip tracer one and skip tracer two, you just go in then into skip tracer one's campaign, give them permission to see it, go into skip tracer's two campaign, give them permission to see it. And when they log in, they can't see anything other than what's in their own campaign, and you keep it totally separate.
That makes sense. Okay. That'll work. Yep. I want to get cranking on this because, I got to make it work.
Yeah.
And I know other
Absolutely.
People are making it work.
We can set that up in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Nothing to it. Yep. You'll need both of their names and their email addresses, which I'm assuming you already have.
Yeah, I do.
And then you can invite them. So, yep.
Good.
Yes, sir. Good. Piece of cake. Piece of cake. Right. What about on the business side? You got you said you got some good things happening with the houses after firing DC.
I'm finally. This guy should have fired him so long ago. This new guy has built houses for 29 years.
Yeah.
And he walks into a house and he just knows everything right away. And we had one house where the other guy had. And he come in and took it over, and the other guy was supposed to go in the crawl space and look at it, and apparently he didn't. I'm not going to get in the crawl space. I'm 74, and it's only like 2 foot tall, But anyway, we had a lot of rotten wood from termites. Termites are gone, but we had to rip up a bunch of floor. I'm real thankful I got this guy. He's working on the new house. The new house has come along real good. They had all the inspection today on the electric, the plumbing, and the HVAC. So we'll be ready for insulation and then for sheetrock pretty quick.
Nice.
And that house, I really need to get it on the market because it'll sell in a good area and I can make some money. So.
Right, good. How close is it from completion, you think?
Well, it's probably about another 6 weeks, it'll be ready. The good thing about it is that it doesn't matter whether it's the fall or not, because that area over there, it'll sell right away. I know it will.
Nice.
Everything
on always
that
street hot.
It's a hot area. So
cool.
Anyway, that's about it. I've been listening.
Yeah, good stuff.
Actually been on. I've been on the last couple times, but I just didn't say anything. I just listen to people.
Yep, that works too. Yeah, let me know on we can find a time tomorrow. It won't take us long.
Okay.
Just be send me a couple that work for you, and then I'll confirm one, and then I'll set up a GoTo meeting so I can see your screen, and I'll let you drive, and I'll just tell you where to click.
Okay.
All
right. Okay. Sounds good.
Good stuff. All right. Who else has joined us?
Hey, Olivia here.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey, Olivia.
Hey.
That's a good word.
Hey, so my update, as far as that property goes, I'm still researching it. So the guy, his name is Afir Rahman, and he's Indian. And he bought this property on an assignment from his brother, I believe, for 2010 for $20,500 cash. There's no mortgage.
Okay.
And the PVA value is $86,000 now.
Okay.
I couldn't find the comps on a Freedom Soft. So I did some other research.
Okay. What does it rent for? You think it's a flip or a buy and hold?
It's a buy and hold. Or either way. It could go either way.
Okay.
I didn't run the numbers yet. I mean, $30,000 is what I could probably turn it over for. So he, from the records I've got so far, he owes $11,000 in back taxes.
Okay.
That's 4 years worth. And then from what I can tell about the public record the law office sent me is he owes $7,500. I don't know if it's one time or multiple. So, you know, probably he's got $10,000 to $15,000 to be free and clear. I had to request a payoff.
Okay.
So and he wanted to work with me, so I have no idea what I'd offer.
Will he take what he owes, or is he trying to make money on it?
He wants to make a little bit. He'll be glad to be free of all that.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like he needs to make a lot, but he doesn't want to walk away from the table empty.
And you think he owes about 15 total?
Yeah, I figured 10 to 15. I'll know exactly probably by tomorrow if that all should come in.
Okay.
I've been waiting. So, anyway.
Yeah, that seems to be, I mean, based on the numbers you're saying, you can get it below 20.
Yeah.
And you think it's, you know, worth up around 84. What? How big is it? How many beds and baths square footage?
It's a 3-1 and 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I don't know is the condition of it, but I put in, when I did my formula, when I got the $30,000 to flip it over to someone else, I did $20,000 in repairs because that's the average for that size, you know, you told me.
That'll do quite a bit at 1,000 square feet, so.
Yeah.
Did you ask him what condition it's in?
No, I need to have a long conversation with him, but I wanted to have I could say I was on my computer phone, and I think I'll use my headset so I can hear him better. I think that was part of the issue, is the echo and everything. So I'm going to call him with good information and talk further, and I think I feel really good that it's a good possibility.
Sounds like it. And there's activity in the area?
Yeah, there's activity. It's a good zip code.
Cool.
Good zip code, yeah. And then what else was I going to tell you? Oh, and part of my rummaging around, I kept giving all of my leads, the same leads, to different people to test them.
Yeah.
And I never got any back correct. But I'll tell you what, in that process, I misplaced about 50 to 100. I still have to get flip rates.
Oh, you're sitting on some more gold.
Yes, I am. You got it.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, good find.
So I'll have my good skip tracer do her 100% work, and I feel good about that. And that'll be this week, too.
Hey, that's better than finding $20 on the couch right there.
Yes, it was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, keep us in the loop on this. So, see, I know communication's a barrier. Make sure that when you get on the phone again with this seller that you've got all your ducks in a row so you can clear off every question so you don't have to go back.
That's exactly how I feel. Yes, I need to be complete and check
absolutely.
Things off.
Make sure this next call is complete. And it either ends in offer, ideally, right? Because you have an idea of what's going on with all the numbers in your head. You know, that's really got to be the game plan. Just put it together while you're on the phone. Have an idea of what you can offer, and just make it happen right there. Get it tied up. Get your get your 30 to 60 day inspection period. And that way, you know, get the paperwork taken care of and you can go to work on a buyer for it. So,
yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are buyers paying in the area? Do you have that data in that zip code?
You know what? I do not. You know, what I did is the way I do research is I go to the different websites like Zillow and what's the other one? Realtor.com.
Yep.
And I see what things have sold in the neighborhood on the same street.
And what did you find there?
I think I found like 70s, 80s.
Okay. In a fixed up condition?
Yeah, it fixed up. That's why the ARV is like 86 when I pulled it up or whatever.
Well, you should be able to go to Zillow. Get an idea for rents in that area too.
Yeah,
I will. It could be a quick little flip, or it's more likely a strong little rental. Just depends. And I'm wondering too, at a 3-1, I'm wondering if somebody could put another little half or three-quarter bath in there. You have 1,000 square feet to work with. Seems possible. I mean, the floor plan could be really goofy, but it seems doable with that amount of square feet. So, cool.
Yeah. So that's what I'll be working on all this week is following more calls and more research.
Yeah, that's it. You've got more leads to skip trace, just a numbers game now. You got to get on the phone. So, you know, and what will happen over time with just with anybody as you get practice, you'll get really efficient on those initial phone calls. You know, cover all the questions, ask about conditions, and then try and take that initial call to offer as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you know what? I was thrown off that I got a live answer. I was thrown off on every level with that call. But
yeah, that's okay. That's okay. It happened. So, you know, next time around, you'll be even better at it, you know. That old adage, practice makes perfect. And so, yeah, just the more you can have, whether you build it as custom fields in FreedomSoft or you carry a little cheat sheet with you, but keep those questions nearby when you're on the phone. That way, that initial phone call, you know, ideally you can go to offer on the first call.
Right.
If that's not possible, gather all the data when you get them, you know, because that's when you're talking about, you just met, you're talking about why do they need to sell, all the problems it's causing, and this thing is in their head. So ideally, you know, if you have to go to a second call, that's fine. Hang up, run all the due diligence quick, get your numbers put together, and make sure that that follow-up is scheduled to, you know, just expedite the process. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
All right. You've got some more info coming in tomorrow. Do you have your next phone call with the seller scheduled?
No.
Or it's still to be determined?
I have no contact information except he owns a company called Gull Inc. And that was when I did the Atelius thing on him. That was all I got. So, I mean, I can get more information. I have his work address. Work address, work phone.
How did you talk to him the first time at work?
Yeah, that was it at work.
Gotcha. So you've got a call there. You know, get a little creative. Hey, so-and-so is expecting my call. I just have a work number. Do you have a cell number by chance? I can touch base real quick. You see if you can get past the gatekeeper, if there is one. If not, can you get him a message for me? You know, we had spoke a few days ago. Yeah, he's expecting a follow-up, that kind of thing. So, and then when you're on the phone again, you know, this is one of those questions is we have to be asking everybody, is this the best number to reach yet? How do I get a hold of you?
Yeah.
What's the best email? What's the best phone number? Make sure that just becomes part of your dialogue. So, I mean, now you've got a seller that you need to talk to, want to talk to, want to make an offer, and not exactly sure how to get back a hold of them. So just make sure that all gets shored up.
I'll double check the notes on for my properties and see if he doesn't have an email as well, which would
perfect.
Be awesome. Yeah,
yep.
I'll do that. Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Olivia.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, who else? Who is
hey, Mike,
on with
Chad
us?
Here.
Hey, Chad.
How's it going, Mike?
Thanks. Good, man.
Well, doing well. I'm still plugging along with the new software for skip tracing, but I'm still getting a lot of deadlines. So
yeah,
I just wanted
to using?
See. People search.
Okay.
Yeah. So hey, I feel,
tell
I feel
me
like it's getting
really quick. Tell me
okay,
process.
So basically, so I have the vacant leads through Bird Dogs, and so I'm running that through public
yep.
records to get the current owner, and then I'm
yep.
taking that name and running it through PeopleSmart, not PeopleSearch, PeopleSmart. I'm sorry. And so I'm taking that name and running it through to get their current address and current numbers. And I know that I'm getting closer because I'm getting a lot of voicemails with that current name and stuff like that, but
okay.
I'm not getting, outside of that, I'm getting a lot of, not in service and busy numbers still. So I'm not sure if there's anything else I need to add to the process or.
Yeah. When you go to PeopleSmart, are you putting in a location or a property address?
Yeah. I'm putting in the, through Philadelphia Public Record, I'm using that current vacant address owner's name, and then I'm going through Philadelphia. So I'm using the current owner's name and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then I'm getting their current address, mailing address, and current numbers. And I'm getting a bunch of numbers, and some of them are working, but still I'm running
into
a wall.
So here's the thing, though.
Okay.
When you go to the Skip Trace tool, their properties in Philly, they may not necessarily live there. So, I mean, I could own a rental in Philly, a vacant house. And so if you put in Mike Snyder, Philadelphia, you're going to get the wrong guy. You got to run Mike Snyder, Denver. So
I
want to make sure that you're running. So you go, Bird Dog enters the lead. You go address to public records. And
right.
ideally that public records is showing you mailing address.
Yeah,
and then you want to skip trace off name and mailing address location.
Right.
Not property.
Okay,
address.
So maybe that's one thing I'm overlooking then, because I guess maybe I'm over focusing on the name, but I'm not really looking at their current address. Maybe.
Everything tied to that mailing address.
Right.
You want Mike?
Because if it's
in Denver,
Virginia, Delaware,
or
like that, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll make all the difference. Cause especially on common names.
Right.
Yeah, that's where
you have to take
the data and say, okay, here's what I have. What do I want to plug in? Because now I'm trying to find this specific person. So you have got to be using name and mailing address, not property address.
Right. Yep. As simple as that is, I needed that conversation to reflect that back to me.
Yeah, it can make all the difference. I mean,
that's huge. That's huge because I've had this tunnel vision of going like Philadelphia, but not always.
And then you hear it.
Right.
And then you hear it, and you think, oh yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, when you're in the trenches, stuff isn't quite as obvious. So that's why we talk it through. But I'm guessing that's the disconnect. Because that's a huge one.
Sure.
You're just looking in the surrounding area,
right?
And only a percentage of your vacants are going to be owned by somebody that lives in the area.
Right.
You'll find a ton of them that live outside.
Right. And what's very helpful is when public record gives us like a middle initial or middle name, because that helps narrow it down. But I really am overlooking that, because obviously some of them are not right in Pennsylvania anymore. That's
for sure.
As simple as that is, that is a very profound revelation right there.
Yeah, that's it. You know, a lot of times it's in the little details, but it's, you're not the only one that I've had this conversation with.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Like you said, you get tunnel vision and, you know, some of the little things that seem obvious or whatever get overlooked, and everybody does it. So don't sweat it. Just get back in there. It sounds like you were getting some decent numbers. You'll probably find a correlation that those people live nearby. And then the ones where you're not, you're just looking in the wrong spot.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Cool.
All right. So, yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing for the next week, just cleaning that up and, yeah, just rinsing that, like you say, rinsing that towel a little tighter because I guess I'm not rinsing it tight enough, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. That'll – my thought is that'll make all the difference.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Because you're just – you know, like
and
I said,
that's probably the reason my skip tracer was having problems too. He's just thinking Philadelphia because that's what I was telling him. It's this is where we're working,
exactly.
So that's where you're looking. Oh
exactly.
Man, that's huge. That's huge. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Good stuff. Who else? And Chad, if you have something else, feel free to jump in. I guess I should have asked that first.
Not so much. There's one other thing that I ran into was, when I did my initial, market research in Philadelphia, I thought what I had was a good area, but, it's just, I guess for people to the group, just some information is like always do your, due diligence and talk to people in the area because I did a lot of bird dogging in an area and it turned out to be a really awful area. So I thought I had a really good deal on the table, which it was, but no buyers wanted it because of the area. So always just as advice, just do your due diligence on the areas that you're working in, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. Let the data drive. Data from feedback from a legitimate buyer in the area, consider that data. You know, some buyers, some buyers will buy in places that others won't, but if somebody has cash and they are active and they say, I buy here, here, and here, take that to the bank, right? Outside of that, we go to the absentee owner data. So, I had lunch today with Robin. We were talking about, you know, a house shows up and somebody says, give me $500 for it. And you think, oh, this must be a great deal. Well, not necessarily, right? Price cures most things in real estate. It doesn't cure everything.
Right.
So
it's kind of a red flag when you see it that low. It's like, why are you selling it that low? You just need to get rid of it. Yeah.
Yep.
To a bad area out there. And I thought it was a great deal as far as all the numbers ran as a buy and hold and all the repairs. It would have been an $8,000 acquisition or a wholesale fee, but no one wanted it because it was a war zone. So I learned that lesson. And one of my bird dogs is really avid about the real estate market out there. So she was just pointing in the right direction as what's moving, what's growing, what's not, you know, and all that. So that was very valuable, valuable lesson there.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, the locals that are busy will know. You know, ListSource, we've been talking about that here lately on this office hours call where you can go buy the absentee data. I mean, if there aren't transactions there, no point in generating vacants there. Because you're not going to talk, you're not going to talk any of the local buyers into it because they already know,
right?
That kind of thing. So, yeah, absolutely. Go, you know, go where the data says to go.
Yep.
Don't reinvent the wheel in any of these markets. Just figure out where the activity's happening and jump in there.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep, that's all I got for now, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else? Updates and questions. We're quiet on a Monday, huh? Denver turned into Seattle today. Overcast and raining all day. Literally.
Past couple days.
Yeah. Supposed to be 100 degrees in August. Instead, it's 57 and rainy. Kind of rare for Colorado to not see the sun. But the golf courses are loving it, so nobody's complaining. Or at least I'm not. Somebody has a question. I know it. I can feel it. Hey, so update, a couple things on FreedomSoft. Some of you will notice if you go to the home screen, right, the far left tab, click on the little icon of the house, you can now, there's some more functionality in there where you can search by tasks that are being created. So you can search tasks for somebody on your team, tasks around a certain property, just some more team management type stuff. So that's being added in there. A couple of the, I mentioned I went to lunch with Rob. We were talking about another thing. He actually found one of the skip tracing companies has an API, and an API is just computer talk for, I don't even know what the acronym stands for, but basically where you can pull a direct data feed, right? So, for instance, when you go to run comps in FreedomSoft, that data is on an API. You put in the address, and it'll come over from the data feed, you know, to find sold properties in the area. So he found one of the skip tracing companies offers an API, which means that you could, or in theory, so we're going to look into it, you could have an address in FreedomSoft, right, come in from your bird dog. And then I've already told you what's coming is the owner of record data, which the data is there. Our user interface guy is just working on, you know, how our user is going to interact with it. What buttons are you going to push? What's that going to do? How's the data going to be displayed? That kind of thing. So the data is already in place. We just have to figure out a good, easy way to display it. So that's coming. And then obviously the next step would be skip trace this number, right? And so that's where the API from this one company could potentially kick in. So we're going to look into it, how much it would be per record, that kind of thing. But, you know, it's looking like there's a day coming when you can just run this entire process right inside of FreedomSoft and just go, here's the address, push a button, here's the owner of record, push a button, skip trace it, and have you or your sales team, whoever's on the phone for you, just be right there and compress it all under one roof. So anyway, fun little lunch conversation around what's possible with FreedomSoft. So,
Mike,
keep
your
application programming interface. API.
Mike,
application programming interface.
I knew if you were on that you would know what that acronym was.
Yeah, I actually wanted to chime in myself and tell you, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
I'm his son.
Oh, how funny. Okay. Sound familiar on the phone, so cool. Yeah, good stuff. And I think, Olivia, was that you that had a question?
Yeah, I'm off mute. Yeah, do you know when that might happen, when we have the one-click process, getting all that for us?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
The owner of record, the owner of record should be fairly soon.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
The skip trace would be a little ways out. But
yeah, but that's huge, the owner of record.
It is. Yeah, it saves a lot of time, obviously, because we do, we're just pulling it from our data provider. So.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, anything that streamlines the process, obviously, is a good thing. So, yep. Pretty fun stuff. We're also thinking about on the cash buyer tool where we could pull in some data that we already have for, you know, market research, maybe show, you know, on a mapping feature where the activity is going on. So a lot of cool stuff. I mean, Rob has, you know, basically kept the kept our development team working overtime since he bought the company. And there's no intention that that's going to stop. So it's in a really good spot right now, and we're just not done with it. So more good stuff coming. It's kind of cool having being in on some of these conversations about, you know, hey, what if we made it do this, or what about this, or oh, hey, the other thing, everybody, too, is I was talking to, let's see, it was on Thursday, and then Esther chimed in, and I said that I was going to build a spreadsheet where you could just put in rents, and so I've got it. I had Rob take a look at it today, so I will try and remember to get that out. Actually, I'll make myself a note to send that out to everybody tomorrow. I'll just email it to everyone and then upload it to the coaching center as well. But what I basically did was, you know, as I was saying Thursday, it's important that you understand how to do the math, because if all you have is your phone and a calculator, you still want to know how to run it. But I built a little spreadsheet that has two different sections, and the top one says use this one if the seller says make me an offer. So basically, you know, you have no idea where the number would even come from. So you plug in rents and an estimated fix-up number And then what was the other one on there? I can't remember off the top of my head. And it'll kick out, I think I did from an 8 to a 20% cap rate. It'll say the all-in price, the fix-up cost, you know, basically your max loan amount or your max offer amount. Oh, you, the three things you put in. Rents, what do you think it rents for? Your fix-up estimate and how much you want to make in a wholesale fee. And then it'll spit out the numbers from an 8 cap to a 20 cap. And then so that way, instantly at a glance, you plug in three quick numbers and it'll tell you, okay, if I have buyers that want a 12 cap, my offer needs to be right in this price range. And then the second one, you put in rents, fix-up estimate, your wholesale price, and the seller's price. So this one has an instruction on the top. Use this if the property's listed or if the seller gives you a price, right? So the seller either says, you know, basically most conversations go one of two places. Hey, you know, the seller says, hey, make me an offer. Or the seller says, I'm trying to get 25 grand for it. And in either case, you either have to know, okay, what is that, you know, what would that offer look like? Or is $25,000 a good price for this property? So the second one, you just enter in those four things. What does it rent for? Estimated fix up. The offer price or the sale price, what is it either listed for or the seller says, give me 25 grand for it. And then how much you want to make in a wholesale fee. And then it runs the math for you that way too. So it should be pretty handy, right? You've got it pulled up and you're on the phone and your conversation goes one of two ways. They either say, make me an offer or, you know, give me 25,000 for the place. And you know, instead of thinking, ooh, how do I run that math real quick? Now you can just plug it in and it'll spit out some numbers for you. So anyway, I will get that. Like I said, I'll make a little note to get that email out tomorrow. And then I will also post it into the coaching center for download. So, or you can just grab it off the email. I'll just send it as an attachment. But don't, I want you to use it. Just don't rely on it, right? Because you're going to get out somewhere and somebody's going to say, hey, I'll sell you this thing for 20 grand. You want it? And you've got to be able to take a couple different numbers on the fly there and crunch them out.
What's the expense ratio, Mike, that you use?
What's the what?
Expense ratio. Did you do like a 60% or 70% expense ratio on the rent?
30. So the one we always talk about. So it takes
30.
Gross
okay.
rents times 70% and assumes 30% for costs, expenses.
Got
yep.
It.
Yep. That's kind of the standard 30%, you know, 10 goes to property management. That leaves 20 for whatever, vacancy, repairs, miscellaneous, whatever you call it. That's kind of the industry standard. Some run more, some run less, but if you assume 30, you're usually in the ballpark with most landlords. So again, they're just for buy and hold deals. It doesn't bring fix and flip into the equation, but a quick one for buy and hold. And it runs cap rate, and then on the second one, it does return of cash as well. So anyway, I was slaving away all weekend on that just for you.
Right.
Okay, maybe not all weekend, but a small portion of my weekend. So, yeah, what's the question? No? Darren, did you have another question? Was that you?
Nope.
Okay. Hey, how are things? What do you have under contract with the buyer, not just the seller?
We've actually got our first showing happening tomorrow from a buyer that's traveling from New York City to see two of our properties. So,
holy smokes.
Yeah, so I'm sending my bird dog tomorrow afternoon to open it up and get it opened up, maybe put a lockbox on there, et cetera.
Yep.
So I guess he owns a couple other properties right a little bit north of where we own the houses. He says it's a little bit nicer area, but I think what he's got is dollar signs in his eyes from the, you know, he can probably get the same house for half the cost and probably make a little bit less on the rent. So he's seeing the higher profit margins.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to sell him on tomorrow is just, hey, look, you know, you're buying a little bit in the fringe here, just a little bit away from your nice little neighborhood where you had to probably pay a lot more for the house.
Right.
You're going to make nearly the same amount of rent and pay half amount for the house, half as much for the house. So.
Yep. How many, do you have an idea how many conversations your dispositions guy has had about properties under contract at this point?
I don't, but I just talked to them today about sending me weekly metrics every Friday. So for
yep.
both sales guys, I want to know how many people did you talk to. We're also coming up with a checklist of everything that has to happen once we have a property under contract. So
yep.
whether that be Craigslist ads, Facebook posts, blah, 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 email blast, text messages. I want to
yep.
do the same steps every house, and I want to make sure that we're not missing anything.
Yep.
And then on top of that, he's going to have weekly metrics to me on top of marketing each individual property, like talking
to
X
right.
number of buyers.
Four-wheeler for a boat,
you know,
or something. I'm like, no.
So that's where we're headed. I think we
cool.
really need to crank up on the disposition side. Sawyer
yep.
got three more verbal yeses today, so he's like, he's
Sawyer's
just cranking.
Cranking.
Oh, he's cranking. So we're going to have somewhere around like 15 contracts here real soon, and he's actually taking about 2 or 3 days off to go hang out with his family, and that'll give me time over the next two or three days to like just dial in with Mark and make sure that we've got a process in place for marketing these houses. And
yeah, this just has to be a blitz. I mean, and like you said, they go to the website. You can have a VA do a lot of that if it's just time. Put Mark
yeah.
on the phone, actually selling the deal with
yeah.
buyers, right? I mean, you can have a VA post it to the website, put an ad on Craigslist, all this stuff, and then what you can do is, as your buyer's list grows, Mark has to get familiar with that buyer matches feature in FreedomSoft, right? Because you're going to have data
mm-hmm.
on a deal, and then you're going to have data on what your buyers want. And when you click buyer matches on the left side of the screen, it's going to cross-reference those two things, the details about
gotcha.
The property and the details about who your buyer wants. So, yes,
gotcha.
Send an email. Yes,
John,
send a text
later.
Message. But then get on the phone and start talking those deals through.
Got it. Okay, we'll work
this,
on that too.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to, you know.
Because we don't have that many buyers yet in our system, so it's not really.
Is he working now to just find buyers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't think we've made enough calls, though, and that's why I said today that, you know, our results are going to be a direct reflection on how many buyers has he talked to? How many calls has he made?
Exactly.
Many, you know, and so we have to really get down to, I think a lot of time over the last 2 weeks has been spent setting up a website and you know, buying the list off ListSource and mapping it out and, you know, all this kind of prep work, but not really the stuff that's going to get us the actual results.
Yeah, he's got to call everybody that you have that may be interested, and then once that list
right.
is exhausted, find 50 more people to call.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to dive into this week, and yeah.
It's got to be all out, because this is
right.
This is such a critical time. Not only, you know, especially you've got a couple guys that are talented, and they just want to know that they can get paid.
Right,
so,
right. I'm
what about just through that? What about just through that Pittsburgh Facebook group?
Oh, we've done all that already.
But
now leads off that. He's been calling them, and I think that's where these leads are coming from that are doing the showings this week. So we've got three showings.
Is he in there? Is he in there just combing through some of the comments, figuring out who's legit and shooting them a private message?
I don't believe so. I think we've posted a few things that just said, hey, we've got a lot of deals coming. You know, that same exact post that you talked about last Thursday, we've done that already. And so,
well,
here's the thing.
4,500 in that group, I'd be surprised if 50 admitted to seeing it. And I don't know what it. I was hearing an internet marketing guy talk about this. About you can post something on Facebook and they've got some kind of algorithm. They want you to pay to boost it, right? You've done that, I think, a few times. And then more eyeballs get on it. But if you just put a post out there, you have no idea how many eyeballs are on it. You're going to have to be proactive about it. So this is why Facebook wants your paid advertising, which you guys could certainly run an ad about deals specifically to – I mean, you could just target it to that group. People would see that. They want your money, though. But the other way to do it is Mark has to jump in there. Anybody making a legit comment about anything, shoot them a quick message, even if it's just, you know, copy-paste the exact same message.
Right.
Hey, man, we're new to town. Love the group. Sounds like you're established and serious. We have 10 deals ready to go. I'd love to chat. You can reach me directly. You know, here's my cell number. Give me a shout.
Gotcha.
And get them on the phone.
I like that. Yep. I like that. Because that's a quick way to just go through hundreds, if not thousands, of posts and just reach out to those people.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that sounds legit, connect.
Right.
Just connect with them. Yep.
Got it. Okay.
And
we're on that.
And people will see it. Yeah, I would guess that, you know, 1-2% of the people in that group maybe saw your post.
Got it.
It's just how it works. And I don't know exactly how it works around groups, but it's going to take the outbound call, text, message, not post something and wait for the inbound. Now, when you have multiple repeat buyers, your top 20 on your VIP list, bam, you guys will be able to get away with send a text message and move a deal, but we're not there yet.
No. Okay, I'm on it. I like that idea. We definitely need to be more proactive, and that's what I was telling them today is, like, we need to okay, so we skip trace the list source list of absentee owners, and my guy just did a really crappy job of getting us numbers. And so I'm to the point where I know that my other guy that was doing a good – so, like, all the numbers Sawyer's calling right now, I would say out of every 3 or 4 calls he makes, he's actually touching base with an owner.
Yeah.
It's making all the difference because now he's talking to people and he's actually getting contracts. So the same thing's going with the buyers. If we just have crap numbers and disconnected numbers and no numbers, and it's I've got to cough up the money to get the better skip tracing done. If not, just pay for the service myself and then let them use it. So
absolutely. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's not just coughing up cash. That's an investment. I mean, you build a strong little buyer's list, that couple $100 will pay for itself.
Right.
100,000 times over, right?
We called Lexus, which everybody's touting to be the best and have the best data and have the best blah, blah, blah. But it's like $400 a month, and they want a 12-month commitment. So I was like, ooh, that's kind of that's a little bit steep. You know, especially for a 12-month commitment at $400 a month. But, yeah.
Here's the thing. If you wanna pull the trigger on it now or in the future, it's one wholesale transaction. So, I get it. It's $4,800. But we put things into real estate terms. Do you sacrifice a deal for the others? You know, that's what you'll have to decide. I know, you know, plenty of others, you know, Rob in particular is moving forward without it and still getting deals done. So you can make the call. You know, I'd be curious, what percentage, you know, how much better is it than Intellius or some of the other ones? How many more numbers are you going to grab? And if it's worth 5 or 10% more numbers and that results in a deal, that $4,800 is –
nothing.
You know, would you spend 48 to make 10 grand? And then the only question would be, how many more times can I do that?
Right.
Throughout the year. So,
right,
yeah, that's what you'll have to.
We need a deal or 200 belts is what we want, just for kind of some comfort.
Yeah, so good to know. You know, maybe it's not a now, but it's in the future. And that's the thing is, you know, I get it. I mean, it's spending real money, and all dollars are hard-earned. I don't know anybody on here that's hit Powerball yet. And so, yeah, make smart decisions about it. But at the end of the day, you know, when you start to put things in those terms, I mean, what, you know, what if we had the best data possible and then Sawyer's getting really good and then Mark's good on the disposition side and then we're maximizing our leads, is that worth a $4,800 annual investment? You know,
yeah.
That's what you'll have to chew on. But at the end of the day, you know, pretty crazy in real estate when we talk about this. And, yeah, it's, you know, it's a nice – it's kind of on the – it's one little wholesale deal on the low end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Now that I just remembered, some of the assistants that I'm working with, too, said that if I shared the login with them,
yeah,
they would split the cost with me and charge me less for actually skip tracing, because probably what they'll do is get five or six other new clients on the side and charge them full price.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I might be able to offset the cost a little bit by.
You could. And then tell them, hey, when my leads show up, they get priority. I want great data,
right,
and I want fast turn times. Use it for,
yeah,
use it as a little with a little leverage.
Yeah, they know that they're not going to get a lot of money out of me for my leads, so mine are going to go to the bottom of the pile. I know that already.
Yeah, so, in that case, that's not a good deal.
Right, yeah.
So
unless I just, you know, put high priority on my stuff, you know.
Right. Yeah, interesting. You know, a lot of different ways to get it done. You know, like I said, Rob's, you know, he's busy without it. Might be worth it, though. Just never know.
Yeah.
Yep. What is that 400? Is it at 400 a month? Is it unlimited?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I'd hope so.
And if you do a 2-year commitment, I think they drop it down to $300.
Right. Yeah, that,
so,
you know, it starts to seem not crazy. I mean, to have great data for the next 2 years. That's the thing, is what, how much better is it? And that would be pretty hard to
right,
put a finger on, right? You'd have to skip to have the same person with the same amount of focus, skip trace the same list, and then have your salesperson keep really, really accurate records on the numbers that we're working, right? Which is
right.
Doable. Is it worth it? The time, energy, and effort? You'll have to figure, you know.
I think it's a noticeable difference, because when they spend a week on the phone and they talk with 50 people versus a week on the phone talking to like 5 people,
that's huge.
I think it's that noticeable.
So that's a big deal. So then,
look at the number of deals he's brought us in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So then it's something to seriously consider, then, sounds like.
Yeah.
Get a, you know, everything changes with a couple deals and a little volume and a little consistency, and, you know, then these business decisions. Because what you'll probably do is, you know, you have a fat little month or whatever and just say, yeah, I'll cover the next 2 years. Let's just be done with this. I don't want the monthly expense, but, you know, you'll give
right.
me a discount for the next 12 months or 18 or 24 months, whatever. Write a check. Don't worry about it. You guys are off and running.
Right. And I will.
So,
yep. I will.
Yep. You'll know when the time's right.
So,
for sure.
That's what I got. Not much else going on.
Yeah, Darren. So Mark's goal is to talk to at least 25 people a day about these deals.
Whoa.
I mean, you just gotta. This is where the word until kicks in. How many calls do I make? You make calls until these all have a home, right?
Yeah.
And the payoff's going to be big, because Mark's going to win, Sawyer's going to win, you're going to win, everybody wins. And that's what I was saying. This is where you know, when you have a little time, or you've got to carve out time to help Mark.
Yeah.
When this starts to click, it seems like, from what you're telling us, you've got two talented guys on the team.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So the goal has to be to keep them, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is until. Call everybody you currently have a number for, and then if those are called through, he's got to spend his time finding somebody else to call. Like, figure it out.
25 calls a day.
We've talked about a ton of this on here. Yeah, he's going to be on the phone moving these as much as Sawyer's on the phone finding them.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a phone sales position on dispositions, no doubt about it. And
yeah,
you've got one.
I haven't seen a lot of phone work yet, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, so this thing is, these initial ones, nobody knows you. You don't know them. They're going to get moved on the phone, like this guy from New York. Get him out here. And Mark has to be fear of loss. Don't miss the opportunity. We've got people coming from New York to see these deals.
Right.
When can you get over? I mean, you're local. That's easy. Don't get beat out by the New Yorker. When can you see all of these? Can you get there by 5 o'clock? Can you see these four by 5 o'clock? I mean, this is the sense of urgency that it's just as much a phone sales position as Sawyer on the other end talking to sellers. It's the same job.
Got it. We're on it. I get it. And I think they've just been, I think he may be consuming too much of his time with getting that website ready and getting all the properties on it and then getting.
Yeah, it's the web. Having a website won't get you paid. Making phone calls to buyers will.
Right. So we're going to change that real quick tomorrow.
www.don'tneedawebsitetogetacheck.com. Explain that to Mark. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
When is Sawyer leaving? This week?
I think he's leaving tomorrow for like 2 or 3 days.
All right. You got to have some good news for him when he gets back or while he's on vacay.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. Get something signed up. I hope we sell both of these houses. They're adjacent properties, and he's going to look at both of them tomorrow.
Hey, this New Yorker, too. Tell him that. Say, we've got deals. Bring the rest of you and your New York money with you.
Right.
Say, tell you what, man. Say, here's the deal. I'll run every deal through you first so you get first crack at it.
Yeah.
But from then, you could even have him. You could even get him in the mix and say, I know there's more money in New York. I know you know who has it. Take it to them. Tack on whatever you want to make on these. Like I said, I'll bring him. You get first dibs out of New York. Right, I'll send them your way, but then take these to your group. If you want, just tell them. If you want to mark them up, $1,500, we'll throw that in the paperwork too. But get these things moved. You know, help us get these things moved, and then get a. Don't just find a buyer. Find a buyer / advocate.
Got it.
To pull more of that out of state money, because you know New York is expensive. You don't even have to ask.
Right. Oh God, they're chewing these up like bubblegum.
Yeah. This is why Brad's getting out of Denver right now, because it's a high price market. Sell in Denver, buy in Memphis and San Antonio, get 3 or 4 deals per one you sell in Denver. Right?
Right.
Cash flow goes through the roof. The portfolio grows. It's safer than it was before because it's spread out over more deals. Not as volatile.
Right.
You take it from a high volatility market to a low volatility market.
Right.
Because this uptick isn't going to last forever. So, anyway.
Does anyone have a good beat on, you know, when they feel like this is going to come to a bubble here? I mean, we've got to be fairly close, but nobody knows exactly, like, are we
Can you imagine?
Really close?
You got to shoot that Nostradamus guy a text. I think he knows.
I got too many properties I got to sell right now.
No time.
Talk about getting caught with your pants down.
Yeah, you've got some real estate to move.
I do. Some big ones.
Yep. Oh, you have some flips listed too?
Oh, God. I've got six. Well, for Cleveland, this is big. I mean, if I throw out some of these numbers, everybody might go, "Oh, that's nothing." But, you know, we've got a 799 house, we've got a 650 house, got a 550 house. Those for my areas are like, I think 150,000 is a bread and butter house. So that's
right.
What we're trying to sell over the next 6 months.
Right.
And a couple other 400 ones sprinkled in there that don't seem like such a big deal anymore, but those
right.
are still 2.5 times what everything else is selling for. So
right. We'll sell these 10 contracts and ease some of that tension over on that end of things a little bit.
Oh, that would be phenomenal. If I could just do 2 or 3 wholesale deals a month, and I know that's on the low side, but that would really change the game.
Yeah, it's a game changer for just about everybody.
I think so. Yeah, like 2 or 3 a month and have the team do it, and I'm not even doing the work. That's like.
Yeah, I mean, you get.
I'll be going on vacation like Tom.
You get to go start hiking mountains. You get 10 to 15.
Yeah, why not?
Moving without your direct effort, it changes just about everybody's life.
How many did you say?
Oh, I was just saying 2 or 3 deals is realistically 10 to 15,000, calling it 5 each. I was just saying that's a game changer for just about everybody.
Oh yeah.
Warren Buffett wouldn't get excited about it, but yeah, he might even still get into it. All right. Who else?
Well, I made it finally.
What do you call yourself, Johnny? Johnny arrived.
Johnny
lately.
Come late.
Johnny
come lately. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, John.
You doing good word? You doing 5 deals a month?
No. That's why I'm going to New Orleans.
No,
you need more band.
New Orleans. Yeah,
yeah.
It's you know, I'm trying to get set up there, and you know, like I told you earlier, Mike, it's I've got actually it's 9 people signed up over the last 2 or 3 days, and not one friggin' lead yet. So,
right.
except the verbal one the guy gave me, you know. And, but
that
I spend a lot of time setting up.
Quick,
and one girl's dropped out because her dad's real sick in the hospital, which I can understand. That's cool, but
yep.
You know, but you talk to these people on the phone and like, when can you start? Oh, but I can only do it part time. I said, that's fine, but when can you start? Well, send me the packet. So anyway, it's, hell, here's the invite from HomeSnap and they don't even accept it. I mean, it's just crazy, man.
Wow.
People talk a lot of crap. That's all I got to say.
You know, the thing about it, they've never heard of this job. It sounds a little bit like, really, I just drive around. So that's where, you know, bring me 5 leads. Can you go out today and just find 5 of these things and I'll get you paid for it. And you can just call it, just get it on the table. Say, listen, you've probably never heard of this job. I know it's legit, but you're still trying to fill out, you know, hey, we just met and we met by phone and I don't live there. And so, you know, give me 15 minutes of your time. Go pull in 5 to 10, send them over, and what's your email address? I'll get you paid immediately afterwards. I'll go right into PayPal and send over the payment. So try and, you know, put yourself kind of in their end of things, and then if you think that's maybe the hurdle, just call it out, get it on the table.
What are you saying, man?
Them
thinking it's
a game plan.
Them thinking it's a...
They don't know. A bird what? I do what?
Well, I'm not using that word. I'm using house hunter, so, you know.
Gotcha.
And
PC.
It's everywhere. It's common talk among us investors. It's a new idea to the rest of the world. They haven't heard of it. They don't know who you are.
Well, down there, it's kind of common because I've had 4 to 6 people, I can't remember exactly. Oh, yeah, after Katrina, you know, I did a lot of that, taking pictures for BPOs or insurance companies. And,
oh, that's crazy. They're even familiar with it.
So they're really familiar with it. And I know the area like the back of my hand, you know. Well, get in your frigging car with your smartphone and send me a lead. But,
show me. Hey, I heard they're flooding again down there. Is that true?
They had some really hard rain the other day, and they said it was pretty bad. My brother said that, you know, he's, of course, everything's built on steel pilings there. So,
isn't the city actually 10 or 12 feet below sea level or something like that?
Yes, it is, something like that.
That's crazy. I don't plan to live there, but if I do, I'm going to get whatever that number is, and I'm going to add 2 feet to it and then build my house on stilts.
Yeah, well, everything's on some kind of stilt with pilings under it.
If you're 12 below sea level, you better be 14 above ground.
I'm telling you.
Jeez.
But, you know, I had the one guy that I hooked up with today who's he's a self-taught wannabe wholesaler, studies bird dogging and blah, 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 and he works security at night, so he's at work right now till 8:30. But he's the one who gave me this verbal lead on this well, they call it a double, a duplex. They call them doubles.
Yeah.
But long, skinny house with a 3-2 on each side. And some lady's way behind on taxes, $5,000 or $6,000. And
yep.
She quit claimed it to her piece of crap sons. And she thinks she wants to get out of it. But I'm trying to get her contact info and not have to cut him in on it. But I'm thinking, you know, he's trying to lean that way, I think. So.
He wants a little piece.
Well, see, I got to get this other guy that I've hooked up with that's been working down there 5 or 6 years. You know, he's going to be my initial. He's going to be my guy on the ground right now. So I'm going to JV
right.
him on a few to get started.
Right.
And I gave him the address, and he's wanting to get in it right away. And I just, but I got to talk to the lady myself. I don't want to rely on this bird dog guy. So,
right.
You know. And
you know, John, rely on the other people if you have to, but. I mean, you can go build a buyer's list of 20 legit people down there, I would think, in a couple of days.
Yeah.
I would think.
I need to start working on it.
Yeah.
I need to start working on it, but initially, you know, like, I don't know. This guy was
get leads in the door. While they're being skip traced, you go full-on buyer mode, right? Then those things come back. Then your gal's going to jump on the phone with your leads. You stay in full-on buyer mode. And then use the guy that's down there as a plan B.
Yeah.
But I don't see why, you know, through all the methods that we always talk about.
Yeah, well, maybe I can get this bird dog guy to be my runner. You know, just pay him, you know, $25 to do this or that. So, you
right.
know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you'll find
one. He said he learned everything on YouTube and Bigger Pockets. So I said, okay.
That's funny. Love it. Well, somebody that's hungry, right, and has gone after some education and could be a good little fit for the team. Never know.
We'll see. But
yep.
This is kind of distracting me from all the issues I have physically. It's kind of distracting me from following up with my local stuff, and it's hurt me too. So I've got to get back into it and go full-fledged. And I've got to get New Orleans running because that's going to help fill the gap. So,
absolutely.
Post
that list again or send a text message to these bird dogs and say, I need leads. You told me you wanted to go, you know, bring me 15 to 20 by noon tomorrow. And I'll throw in a little incentive or a bonus or whatever the case. So they either say, yes, I'm in and produce, or find somebody else to talk to. And this is,
right.
You know, sometimes you talk to one person and they rock and roll, and sometimes you have to talk to 15 to 20. So it just is what it is. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's just been –
It's
been time-consuming, but, you know – like these people, yeah, I'm ready. I'm anxious to get started working for you guys. There's some girl, and her sister's an agent that screwed her on some money on a flip that her sister wanted to do, and I'm ready. And then, you know, I call two or three times and send a couple texts, and they don't even friggin' respond.
Yep.
After she accepted the Home Snap invite and everything else. So.
Yeah, trying to figure out why people do what they do is a
It's futile, isn't it? Don't worry about it.
It is. Yeah, just move on. Move on to the next
one. I had a guy that actually did. He brought me 225 leads, and I called him up and said, hey, I need to hold off for a minute so I hire some salespeople. And I sent him back a couple text messages. I was like, hey, I got my sales guys. You ready to go? Nothing. Ready to go? Nothing. So like
Cricket.
Somebody who even knows how to do it and was and successful at it just doesn't even care.
Crazy, huh?
I mean, you know, you can go earn $100 in a couple of hours, you know.
People are nuts. Just is what it is.
And just from talking to people, there's, you know, all kinds of vacants and stuff down there. And I mean, these houses, dude, like the ARV on this house, that this lead I got on it.
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell, but all the sales are over 300 plus in a 2 or 3 block radius. 405,000, 490,000, 760,000.
That's crazy.
Is there
a mortgage on it, or she just owes back taxes?
There are supposedly no liens or mortgages at all, just the back taxes.
Holy smokes. Find her number.
It's stripped to the studs.
Because you have no idea what she's going to say on what she wants to get out of this thing.
Well, this guy thinks 125, but this wholesaler I was talking to, he said, this depends on the rehab, but he said to make it a deal, we'd probably need to get it around 100. So,
yeah.
I don't really know the buyer's criteria, so that and relying on this other guy is going to be a disadvantage until I get my own buyers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what do you have down there for absentee data? What's the price point the non-owner occupiers are paying in that zip code? Do you have that?
Oh, man. Hang on real quick. And I can tell you. Let me get my little Google Maps out.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Nearby this house is nearby Tulane University. There's not a lot of action there, but let's see.
Not a lot near a university, huh? Seems like that'd be a pretty strong anchor.
Well, it not in 3 months. This I went back 3 months.
Okay.
So okay, according to my map real quick, I've got Holly Grove. I've got 45 grand, 89, 5, 150.
So you have 45,000 to 150. Interesting.
Yes. 65. 106.
And they sell north of 3?
Yes.
Holy smokes. So a little fix and flip area, huh? But they're picking them up cheap.
Yeah, but what I don't understand the concept of is how can you fix and flip a double or duplex? I mean, it's a rental property, man.
Why? You can sell off half and half. You may sell the whole thing to a landlord.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. I mean, but I don't, those are the things I don't know yet. But
yeah.
But that was just in the last 3 months. There's not a whole lot of activity in that zip code, but it's right near Tulane University.
Yeah.
That's where this house is. But they circle all around, Mid-City, Garden District. I've been doing a lot of research, so I've got my...
Yeah, good.
Got my little spreadsheet
with
my zip.
You got to get on the list of the top wholesalers down there. You got to find them and get on their buyers list.
Yeah, I just joined the, there aren't many, Facebook groups, the New Orleans Real Estate Investor Group. And guess who approved me?
Who's that?
This wholesaler guy that I've hooked up with. It's really great.
He got you in?
Yeah, I guess he's an admin on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so. He's a real nice guy. There? I haven't found that out yet, so
okay.
I need to. I should have an answer for that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean, whoever is putting it together, or like, you know, the biggest one in in San Antonio, for instance, is that attorney guy. I met him. I'll think of his name. Anyway, he's an attorney down there, and he runs the biggest real estate club, and he's got his finger on the pulse. No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. But, yeah, you got to get some leads in the door,
going,
and then you
man.
Go into buyer mode for sure.
Yeah.
Without dropping the home court.
Yeah, that's kind of – I've been having trouble with keeping my VA busy because I'm not following up like I should. I need to get her lined up to follow up for me. On
that's it.
Even my
anything that's not getting done, John, if you don't have time to do it, you have to put time into building a system and let the system take over. Because it's got to be – the only way consistency happens is if there's a system in place.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it'll be stop, start, stop, start. So, yeah, if she can handle some of that stuff to be consistent.
Oh, she can. She definitely
can. Make it happen. Yep.
Yeah, she's got I don't know. Sometimes she'll follow up on a lead and not pay attention to the notes that they already have there. So that's kind of – she's just so aggressive on the phone. She just starts dialing. So I've had to – dial her back a little bit to make sure she pays attention to what notes are
right.
in the lead. So.
Right.
But anyway, speaking of my VA, if any of you guys are praying souls, pray for them in the Philippines. 12:30, the local time last night, they had a 4.2 earthquake.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
It's 30 minutes from this girl's home.
She okay?
Yeah. They're okay. She just said that.
Yeah, that thing probably just came through and did some major damage, huh? I'm assuming.
Yeah, she said they had one or two aftershocks today, and there's some cracks in the house. So.
Yeah.
But 4.2 is fairly strong, isn't it?
It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that depends on, I mean, here in the States, everything for decades has been built a really good code and concrete and rebar, and I've never been to the Philippines, but a lot of it just depends on what structures are built out of. You know, they can come down with a lot less shaken than a 4.2.
Yeah, it could be water
just
and mud.
Depends. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You can just turn it, you know, like Haiti just took a beating here a couple of years ago, but,
yeah,
you know, poor infrastructure. So, yeah, that's wild. I've only been in one earthquake, but. Bizarre.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, just to kind of change the subject I can't remember what it is right now, but one of my work clothes, I've chosen it for a campaign, for example.
Yep.
And it won't pull up the options on the whole workflow. It's crazy.
What do you mean won't pull up the options?
When you pull up the little bar to select.
When you're editing the workflow or when you're in a
when you're editing the status. When you're editing the status.
Okay.
It doesn't pull up all your options in that workflow, and I have to figure out which one it is, and I'll hit you up when I can. But
yes, send me which one so I can look at it, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
But other than that, outside of, you know, I'm going to have to go back through my leads and get her lined up on calling them too, so.
Okay.
And keep her busy until I get some of these New Orleans things going, which hopefully, if I don't have somebody tomorrow, I'm going to blow a stack. So,
yeah, man, you got to get a text out tonight for everybody. I need leads tomorrow, and there's a bonus. If you're serious about this, as I am, let me know. And then get that ad posted again, and we're just going to have to chat with people. So.
Oh, it's on there. I've got to.
You have more people to sort through?
Yeah, I've got about, let's see, one, two, three, I haven't called back yet, four.
Hey, so when you talk to them, say, listen, man, 15 people replied to this. I've talked to 10 of them. All 10 told me they were serious and nobody's doing anything. Are you an action taker? I'm ready to go. I need leads. I'm ready to get you paid. What does your schedule look like? So put some urgency in the conversation.
Yeah, I had that with this last guy, but he had to go to work this evening, so.
Yep.
And I'm trying to get a
tomorrow?
And I'm trying to get a, well, he was going to try this afternoon, but I guess I didn't get it to him in time, so.
Gotcha.
They say they are, man, but I have no faith. So.
Well, somebody will come through and restore your faith in all humanity.
Somebody will. I just, you know, you get burnt out of spending time on the phone with them, and I know sending the packet doesn't take but a second, but you still got to follow up with the home snap invite, and, you know, just come on.
Somebody will step up.
Yeah, they
I don't
will.
Send them a home snap invite. I just send them the instructions on how to download it. I give them the email, and they either go out and do it.
Well, I send them the invite because you can see what they're doing.
Yeah, the invite helps with Android.
It shows
right?
you what they snap, and I have an Android, and there's only one certain way I can go and see the details on the property. I can see the picture, but I have to go do something. I figured it out today finally because it was just spinning and wasn't pulling up the data on the property. So, and I think it has to do with being on an Android. But anyway.
Old Androids.
Yeah, I was just trying to follow how Andrew was doing things, and I like it. It works that way, man.
Yep, perfect.
I even give them a copy of a link to the UnitedStatesZipCodes.org so they can see in plain English where their zip code boundaries are, and not to cross it.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah, you'll find somebody, John. Obviously, stick with it, and then of a sudden you'll have four of them call you and say, "Hey, where do you want me to go? I can drive right now."
Yeah, the floodgates will open.
Yep, it'll turn.
But since then, I've had. You remember the lady I came to that thing with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had partnered up with her doing quite a few deals, and then I was doing all the work.
Yep.
So I kind of got out of it. And she contacted me again the other day and sent me about 40 leads.
Nice.
So, hey, I'm going to work them. She said, like before. I said, yeah, 60-40.
That's right.
So,
cool.
But, yeah, I just need another lead, man. Like you say, I need systems. So,
yep.
I've got the system, but it'll get there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll just call Mikey.
Things moving in the right direction. That's right.
All right, man.
Right. Good stuff. Who else?
Silence is golden.
Yeah. Pin drop. All right, everybody. Keep your feet on the gas, like we talk about every office hours here. A lot of good stuff happening. Keep, you know, big steps and little steps, they all count. So it's closer than it may feel. And, you know, keep things moving in the right direction. So any kind of question, right, like Chad had one tonight, we talked through the system. If you guys, any of you, guys, gals, if you ever get a result that doesn't seem to line up with what you're hearing, what we're talking about, that kind of thing, you have to bring it to our attention and we have to look a little bit closer at it, right? So, I mean, you've got to be getting some numbers that are working if you're skip tracing. So if that's not the case, red flag has to go up and you've got to ask a question. Hey, what's going on here? I'm not seeing it. Maybe I'm just not seeing it. You know, what's the thing? Let's talk it through. So any sign of a red flag ever around anything, either office hours is coming up and you can bring it to my attention or Rob's, or you fire in an email quick to the coaching center, right?
Okay.
So, you know, we prod and ask a little bit and that kind of thing, but some of it is just, you know, you're in the middle of your business, so hey, this doesn't seem right. If it doesn't seem right, we got to question it. And we're
like my letters won't get mailed out.
Yeah, that and click to mail's response cracks me up. They basically left it at we don't know, right? pretty much?
Well, kind of, sort of, but the guy, he said he's got some other something that might work to let him know. I told him I was going
to
double.
Nobody's ever said Click2Mail has the greatest customer service on the planet. It's just that they are the postal service, and so they've got features. I just kind of chuckled when I saw that reply. So,
and it's a business that runs what, $10 to $20 billion in debt per year, or something like that.
Yeah, but it's government run, so
yeah,
you know, crazy. without going down that rabbit hole, you get the tech crew on, and yeah, we're not sure why that's happening. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah, thanks. That's helpful. Anyway,
yeah. I fooled with the semicolons and brackets and changed it around, and that's why I wanted to make sure I had it right. So.
Yeah, I just did a copy-paste like the first time we set it up for you. So.
Right. Okay, man. I'll try it again in the morning.
Yeah, give me that workflow so we can dive into that. Like I was just saying, I'll wrap that up. Any sign of, or, you know, you get any kind of inkling or whatever about, hey, that doesn't seem right, let's talk it through, right?
Right.
You're going to take left turns and chase shiny things, and that's kind of the goal. You know, what we want, or not the goal, but that's just life. What happens is, let's get, if that's not the right track, let's get you back in the right direction as soon as possible. So just, you know, anything like that comes up, hey, this seems weird, this seems off, this doesn't seem right, jump on office hours with it or shoot us a quick note so we can look at it quick. All right. We want to, you know, it's never a straight line to where we're going. It zigzags back and forth. We just, when we're zigging and zagging, we just want to help you get back on the right direction in the shortest amount of time possible. So make it a great afternoon. Rest your day, everybody. Have a good, productive couple days. Obviously, any questions, bring them in, and we'll chat on Thursday.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks,
Mike.
Right.
Yep. Take care.